For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Seven people are dead in Arkansas as a result of flooding in the state so far. And the worst of the flooding is yet to come. Governor Asa Hutchinson toured some of the hard-hit areas today, which are in Randolph and Lawrence counties. He held a press conference in Pocahontas, where the Black River is overtaking a key levee. Hutchinson says the historic crest of the Black River, as well as additional rain coming, is expected to make a bad situation much worse.
But I think we have a good sense of the extraordinary risk that the citizens of Northeast Arkansas are placed in because of the current flooding. And of course, we're concerned about upcoming weather and additional rains as well.
Hutchinson took an aerial view of the region today, starting in Sharp County and then working to Lawrence and Randolph counties.
We've observed houses underwater, businesses that are flooded, multiple businesses. We've seen levees that are holding but will soon most likely be overflown, overrun with water. And then when you look at the potential for additional rains, there's going to be a continued fight that we have in the coming days.
Major flooding events occurred in 2008 and in 2011, but this year's flooding is expected to overtake those numbers, as the Black River is expected to crest well above 31 feet by the end of the week, and that's the highest that it has been. In the 2011 numbers, the Black River in Pocahontas was 29.5 feet, which was the original forecast by the National Weather Service. Now it's at 31.5 feet. That's the expected crest by the end of the week. Hutchinson says something needs to be done to prevent future flooding events from happening.
We've got to have a time of assessment to see, you know, with the flood in 2011, was it 2008 as well? And then here in 2017, we do need to do some long-term studies as to how we can take necessary steps to avoid this in the future. And so I know the Corps has a role to play in it. We've talked about the need for perhaps dredging of the rivers, but there's a lot of different aspects and studies that need to be done before you make a final determination.
Governor Hutchinson has declared a state of emergency and says that two units of the Arkansas National Guard have been deployed out of Jonesboro, as well as out of the Arkansas State Police's Mobile Command Center. As officials from the National Weather Service are saying that this afternoon, the Black River will overtop the levee, flash flooding is imminent, and evacuations are taking place in Pocahontas and also points southeast in Randolph and Lawrence counties as water continues to move down the Black River from Corning to East Pocahontas. East Pocahontas is the area where the worst flooding is expected to take place. Also, numerous businesses have closed. Also, numerous roads are closing. In Pocahontas, Highway 6762 between the city and Corning is closed. Also, Highway 166, Section 1 north of Pocahontas is closed, as well as Highway 304 southeast of the city. Water has reached Highway 67 around restaurants like McDonald's and El Acapulco, and on floodwaters are expected to rise about 2 inches per hour is what the initial estimates are. More information available on our website at kasu.org. I'm Jonathan Reeves.